the Gemara on the bottom of the Chaf Tesman Beis, quote Itmar. The Gemara had been discussing Parsha Shkalim, various times it falls out during the week, and you skip a Shabbos, do not skip a Shabbos of the four Parshios. So the Gemara says, Itmar chal lios bivata titzave. Let's say Shkalim falls out during the week of titzave, and Parshas of Shkalim, which comes in Parshas Kisisa, is the Parsha that follows titzave. So the question is, so it's Parshas Tetzaveh, you're supposed to read Shkalim as the Haftorah, as the Maftir, so how do you break up the Pesukim? So Gemara suggests that Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka Rabbi Yitzchak says that Karu Shisha Mi'avata Tetzaveh, you read six. You break up the entire Parsha of Tetzaveh, read it only in six leaves as opposed to seven, but you do complete the whole Tetzaveh, Ad Kisisa, and then Chad Michitisa Vat Vasisa. Then the seventh Aliyah comes in Parshas Kisisa, and that you read from Kisisa until Vasisa. Vasisa is the next section of Parsha Kisisa. And that's how you read Shkalm. Shkalm is read as the seventh Aliyah from Kisisa. Now, that's not what we do. Now, Amar Baye Baye says, Amri Okmehu Dukam Okmehasam. Problem with doing that, says Abaye, is look at the top line of Rashi. Rashi explains that Amri Okmehu Dukmokmehasam. Kolomar Eina Davar Nikar Lasham. People who see reading the Parsha this way won't realize that the seventh Aliyah reading is because of Parsha's Kisisa. They're just seeing you continue to read in the Chumash. Ella, Savri, Shalo, Nistaima, Parsha's Vata, Tetzaveh, Adkan. They're going to think that Tetzaveh doesn't end until now because you're just going along with the regular reading. And that's going to be confusing to people. And what's the problem with that? The problem with that, they explain, is that how am I supposed to know that I'm supposed to start bringing Shkalim? The whole purpose of reading Shkalim now is to remind me to bring Shkalim. But if I rethink it's part of the natural Parsha, that's not going to serve as a reminder for me. So Ella, so what does Abaye suggest you do? So Amar Abaye, Karushisa Mevata Tetzaveh Ad Vasisa. You read six Aliyahs, all of Tetzaveh, and the first Aliyah of Kisisa is all part of the six Aliyahs. And then, for number seven, you do Chad Tani Vikare Michisisa Ad Vasisa. So then you read a seventh one, you repeat again Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Shkalim. So once you're repeating it, that serves as a reminder.
This is only the time where you used to finish every 3 years.
This was only...
otherwise it cannot fall this way.
If it's right, it doesn't fall this way otherwise, right. Okay, because for us we always read it as Maftir. But this is only if it happens to fall out during the week of Tetzaveh, which it won't. Right. So Gemara says now, Meisive asks the following question. Chal Lios Beparsha... Let's say Shkalim falls out in the week next to Kisisa. So, which means Beim Lefaneh, Beim Lacharei. This gets very confusing now. Let's say it falls out the week beforehand, it falls out during Kisisa, during Tetzaveh, or it falls out the week afterwards, which is Vayakel, Kudei. Let's say it falls out the week afterwards. So then what do? So then, Koronosa, the Kofanosa. So you read the regular Parsha along with the section of Kisisa as the regular six Aliyahs, and then you repeat Kisisa again for Shkalim. So the Bishlam Labai, Nicha, this makes sense to Abaye. Abaye says you do the same thing. You recite during the six Aliyahs Kisisa, and then you repeat it again for the seventh Aliyah. Ela Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka Kasha, but according to Yitzchak, he says you don't repeat the Psukim. So it's a Kasha according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka. Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka himself says, Ula Abaye Minicha. Does it all make sense according to Abaye? Tinach lefaneh, I understand if it falls out during the week beforehand, meaning it falls out during Tetzaveh. The Tetzaveh, you read, you continue through reading Kisisa, and then you repeat Kisisa again. But lachra hech meshachas, but how are you going to read it if it falls out the week afterwards? If Shkalim falls out during the week of Vayakel, so what do you mean? You read all Vayakel, and then you go back to read Kisisa, and then you repeat Kisisa? That's not a natural read. Only makes sense if it falls out during Tetzaveh, but it doesn't make sense during Vayakel to repeat. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to read Vayakel, and the sixth Aliyah, you're going to read Kisisa, and then the seventh Aliyah, you're going to go back to read Kisisa again. It doesn't make so much sense according to Abaye. So this doesn't work so smoothly even according to Abaye. So Gemara says, Ela ma'is chal meimar. How are you going to explain the psukim, the brisa? Kofla b'shabasos, hachanami kofla b'shabasos. You repeat the shabasos. What does that mean? So you look at Rashi, the two lines from the top. He says, Kofla b'shabasos, Shikorin osa shnei shabbosos zu achar zu. What it means is you don't repeat it on the same week, you repeat it one Shabbos after the next. So meaning even though I just read Kisisa last week's Parsha, and now it's Vayakel, I'm going to read it again when I get to the Shvi. Not that during the Shabbos of Yaakov I'm reading Kisisa as part of the sixth layer and the seventh layer. No, I'm repeating what I read last week. I'm going to repeat again during the seventh week, at least part of it, for the purpose of Shkalim. Okay, now the Gemara creates another scenario. Chal Yos B'Kisisa, Atma. Okay, before we spoke about if Shkalim fell during the week of Tetzaveh. What happens if it falls out during the week of Kisisa itself? The very parsha where Shkalim comes from. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, again, he weighs in here, and he says, Karu Shisa Min Vasisa Ad Vayaka. You don't read the beginning of Kisisa. You actually start Kohen from Vasisa, the second section of Kisisa. And then, Chad Karim Kisisa Ad Vasisa. And then, for number seven, you go back to read the beginning of Kisisa about Shkalim. And the reason it says Rav Yitzchak, that will be an indication. You're right, you read
the whole parsha in one aliyah.
No. You break up six aliyahs from Vasisa until Vayakel. You skip the beginning part of, but that's six aliyahs. And then the seventh aliyah, you go back to the beginning. Right. And then,
out of order.
Exactly. And now people will say, oh, wait a second, why did they go out of order? They went out of order to tell me it's time to bring Shkalim. So Abaye asks the mosque of Abaye, Hashta Amri Lamafreya Hudakari. People are going to say, wait a second, you're allowed to read out of order. They're not going to learn from this. Now is the week to bring Parshas Shkalim. Just like I can do it for this week, I can do it for Parshas Lech. I can do the same thing. I can read Shri before Rishon. So Elamar Bai, so what does Bai suggest you do when Kisisa falls out during Shkalim or Shkalim falls out during Kisisa? Elamar Bai, Karushisa Ad Vayakel, read six from the normal Parshas Shkalim, from Kisisa all the way into the end of Vayakel. The Chad Tani Vikari Mechisisa Ad Vasisa. And then the seventh Leah will repeat Rishon again, the Parsha Shkalim. Tani Kavasa Diabai, there's a Brisa that supports the opinion of Baye, the Chal Yos Bechisisa. If Parsha Shkalim falls out during Kisisa, Atma during the week itself of Kisisa, Karin Osa, Vikofan Osa, you read the entire Parsha and then you repeat it again in the beginning to Biyotze Parsha Shkalim. Okay, so that concludes our discussion about Kisisa falling out, Shkalim falling out during Kisisa. Now it happens, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah is Chal Lios B'socha Shabbos Makdimin L'Shabbos She'avra. Let's say Shkalim falls out during the week. Let's say Rosh Chodesh rather falls out during the week of, during the midweek. So then you read Kisisa the week before Rosh Chodesh. And then the next week you take a break.
Right.
Right, so let's say for example Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Monday. So you read it the Shabbos beforehand, which ends up being like Chaf Ches Shvat. And then the next week, which is going to be 5th of Adar Yom, I think the next one, the 12th of Adar, the next Shabbos, you read Zachor right before Purim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos. Is this also true? If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos itself, then you read it on Rosh Chodesh. Parsha comes on Shabbos. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos? So what's Salacha? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Makdimim, you read it the week beforehand, which ends up being like Chaf Dal Shvat. And Shmuel Amar Machuno, you delayed, actually, you read it on the next day, you read it on Beis Adar, you read the Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Amar Makdimim, Rav says you say it beforehand, Dim Kein Batu Lehu Yomei Shulchanos. What's going to happen is, if you read it on the second day of Adar, so you're going to be missing the days. We need 15 days where they start collecting the Shkalim. So if you read on Beis Adar, you're missing one full day. We'd rather make it earlier, before Av Adar, to have a full 15 days of collecting the Shkalim. And Shmuel Amar, Ma'achor, no, you push it off a day. Because Amar Lecha, Sof, Chameisar b'malei Shabbos ha-mikle, v'choshchanos lo nafki ad chad b'shabba. Hilchach Ma'achor. What's going to happen is, if the first of Adar falls out on a Friday, that means the 15th of Adar is also falling out on a Friday. Now, they're not going to be able to collect on the 15th if it's Erev Shabbos, they're too busy, so they're going to push off the collecting until Sunday. So once you push off the day Sunday, so you could also push off the laning of the Parsha Shkalim as well.
Is that a fact that they push off the collecting that's just a theory?
Well, so Rashi, look at Rashi, two narrow lines down. Chameisar b'malei Shabbos ha-mikle. He says, Vos hayom, that very day, Lo yeschilu latzeis v'leisha. People are not going to go out and sit down in Medina b'pnei kavod Shabbos. No one's going to collect the money on the 15th. It's Erev Shabbos, so it seems like it's pretty much a given that that's going to happen. So So that's, again, the machlokas. If it falls out on Friday, do you push off till the next day, or do you really make it earlier to the week before Tanan? The Gemara is going to bring a few raya's here. Chal yos besoch Shabbos. If it falls out during the week, the Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, makdimim l'shavar, you always read the Shalom beforehand, the Shabbos prior, in Shvat. U'mafsikin l'shabbos acharis, and you take a break, the next Shabbos there's no reading. So my lava filu be'er Shabbos wasn't mean beginning of the week, toch Shabbos. Does toch Shabbos not also include Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos is also considered during the week. Where I said, no, lo, besoch Shabbos dafka, dafka between the weeks, but not Erev Shabbos. And they're just very interesting in terms of the language that the Gemara, that exactly, that Erev Shabbos does not mean toch. Erev Shabbos already is, you're already in it. You're already in the Shabbos. It's not considered midweek. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tashma, they'll attempt to bring another proof. Eza hui Shabbos Rishona. So which is the first week that you read the Dal Parshos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha. Afil Be'er Shabbos. So the week that that Rosh Chodesh falls out during, even if it falls out during Friday, that is considered the first week, which means that the week before the Shabbos before, and even when it falls out on a Friday. My love, Afil Be'er Shabbos. See, and clearly it says, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to read it the Shabbos prior. Dumita Tocha, are they not similar? That matocho makdimim, Erev Shabbos makdimim. The fact that we lump together besocho and Erev Shabbos tells me they have the same halacha of reading the Shabbos beforehand. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no. But the brisa doesn't mean besocho, it should mean ba. The Shabbos that it falls out on, not during. The Shabbos that it falls out ba, we change the word besocho ba to ba. Just like Shabbos falls out ba, and even on Erev Shabbos, it's considered on Shabbos itself. You read it on that actual Shabbos, you don't read it the word the week beforehand. See how we're changing? We're changing the word besocha to read ba.
We don't say betocha, we say ba.
Which means,
how would the brisa read?
Read as follows. Anytime the Rosh Chodesh falls out ba on it, on Shabbos itself.
That's good in Hebrew. Shabbat, Arishana, Kol Shechal, Rosh Chodesh, Adar Liyot Ba, the Afilu Be'er Shabbat.
Right.
Is that how it will be?
Yep.
Izehu Shabbat, Arishana, Kol Shechal, Rosh Chodesh, Ba, aha.
So again, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos itself, and even on Erev Shabbos, we read it on that Shabbos. We push it off. The Chayin Tanu, the Beis Shmuel, that's what the Beis Medrash, they learn from the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, it says Ba. So Gemara says, in fact, this discussion of when it falls out on Friday, when you read it, is actually a Machlokas Tanayim. We saw the Gemara presented it as a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Machlokas Amaram. In fact, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, as we see, Kitanai. Misargin l'shabasos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Misargin is lashon of like jumping around. You have interruptions. Serugin is like a type of weaving. So you have interruptions, you spread it out. And Rabbi Yehuda again says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says you have Misargin. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Amar Ein Misargin, you do not interrupt with weeks. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ein Masai, when is this true, that you do or do not separate it? Ein Masai Ani Omer, Ein Misargin, when do I hold that you don't skip partials, so you do four consecutive partials? Bizman Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, and you don't skip Shabbosos, meaning you say Shkalom the Shabbos afterwards, you push it off. Aval bizman shechal yos bisocha Shabbos, but if it falls out during the week and the other day during the week, then I hold makdim, then you do push it off, and you would skip a Shabbos. The kari mi Shabbos she'avra afal pishu Shvat, and you would read the previous Shabbos even though it's Shvat. So that's all according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This seems to indicate that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if it falls out during Erev Shabbos, you would still read the week beforehand and you would still skip the next Shabbos. That's the Machlokas. Okay. So that's the discussion of Parsha Shkalim. Now the Gemara moves on to the discussion of Shnia B'Shezachar. The second week we read is Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is read the Shabbos prior to Purim. So it says the Gemara, Itmar, Purim Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Friday, so the Loch is Rav Amar Makdimim Parsha Zachar. You read it the week prior. Shmuel Amar Machron. Shmuel again says here, no, you push it off actually to the day afterwards. So Rav Amar Makdimim. We understand why Rav says you say it the week before. We don't want you doing the actions, the Megillah, before remembering. Meaning, on Friday, you're going to start doing the Suda and Matanos, Levionim and Mishlach Malos, and the next day at Shabbos, you're going to start reading about Parsha Zachar. It's out of order. You should really first read Parsha Zachar to remember what Amalek did to us, and then do a Sia as part of wiping out Amalek. So it doesn't make sense to do the opposite way. So Shmuel Amar Achan, why does Shmuel say to push it off? He says, Amar Lecha, Kevin Deika Mukfin Davdi B'chamesar, Asiya V'zachira B'hadi Hadade Ka'asim. Since there are people who live in the walled cities will still be doing the 15th. Well, it falls out on Shabbos, so it comes out that on Shabbos, with all the halachos of Megillah and the reading of the Amalek, Parsha Zachar come hand in hand. They're going to come together. So in the morning, you're going to read the Parsha Amalek, Parsha Zachar, and in the afternoon, you do the halachos of Megillah. So that's why you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So wait a second. We learned the first Mishnah that when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, you don't learn the Megillah on Shabbos. You learn the Megillah on Sunday. All the halachas take place on Sunday. So it's not actually...
It's still before,
but the Gemara is not precise. The Gemara says, B'hadai hadadai. It sounds like coming at the same time. So there are a few answers that are given. One answer is that really, Mikar Din, you're allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. It was only a later Takana that says, don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because you might come to carry it out.
Right.
So when the initial Takana was made, yes, they actually read the Megillah on Shabbos. So they would be reading Parsha Zachar in the morning, and then they'd read Megillah, and everything would come hand in hand. So we say they would be Hadadi Hadadi. Other reasons that, so let's say even forget that, even let's say you read Megillah on Sunday, you still would say Alan Nisim, apparently, in Shemona Esrei, when 15 falls out on Shabbos, in Eretz Israel, in Yerushalayim,
yeah. You'd
read Alan Nisim on Shabbos. Okay.
Even though you do it on Monday?
Even though the leaning's on Sunday,
but on Sunday you say Al
Nisim, I would guess so, yeah. I don't know how it works. It doesn't come out this way anyways. Does it?
Right.
No. Does it?
We never have Purim on Friday,
but
we do.
Oh, we do? No, we do have it. Yeah, we do. So I'm not sure what goes on in there. Yerushalayim. But that's what it explained to. That's the halacha, apparently. Now, the Pri Chadosh thinks that you'd actually make the Su'udah on Shabbos. You have a special Purim Su'udah on Shabbos. Again, even though the Megillah was being read on Sunday, you'd still make a special Su'udah. Okay, so that's how they explain. So therefore, Shmuel says, since on the 15th, there are certain halachas.
What, that you have the Su'udah on Shabbos?
You have the Su'udah on Shabbos because it's really the 15th.
And you're just laying the Megillah on
Sunday, right.
On Sunday,
right.
Interesting.
Okay. So for that reason, again, Shmuel thought it is appropriate to push off the laning to Shabbos because, again, people who live in the walled cities, even though it's very few, they'll be accomplishing the idea of Zechira and Asiya coming at the same time. Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Tana Bishniya Zachar. The Mishnah told us that in the second Shabbos you read Parsha Zachar. V'ha ki mikle reish yarcha b'Shabbos. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, mikle perm ber Shabbos. So, yeah. Reading from Tanan Bishniya.
Okay, yeah.
So Bishniya Zachar, our Mishnah told us that the second week of the Dal Parshas, we'd read Parsha Zachar. So, Amar, Vaha Ki Mikle Rosh Yircha B'Shabbos, when the Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Mikle Purim Erev Shabbos, the 14th, falls out on a Friday. And V'Katani Bishniya Zachar, and it says the second one you read Zachar. So again, if the Alf Adar is on Shabbos, you read Shkalim on Alf Adar. Now the next week, which is the 8th of Adar, so it sounds like the second week, the 8th Adar, of second week of Adar, you should be reading Zachar.
Because Purim falls when?
Purim falls on the upcoming week on a Friday, on the 14th, on the Friday.
Right.
So the question, when it falls out on a Friday, the question is, do you read it on Shabbos, the 15th, or do you read it the week before and on the 8th?
Right.
In this mission, which says the second week of Adar, you read Zachar, sounds like Purim falls out on a Friday, you still read the week before him. Exactly. So, Amar Rav Papa, my Shnia, Shnia l'Hafsaka. It didn't mean the second week, it means second week from the break. No, you take a break, and then the second week that you're supposed to be reading, which is end up being the 15th Adar, that's when you're supposed to read. So there's no proof from that Mishnah. Amar tries to bring a proof for the next Braisa Toshma. Eze Shabbos Shnia, which considered the second week. Kol Shechal Purim Lios B'socha, Vafil Be'er Shabbos. So any week that Purim falls out during, even if Purim falls out during Erev Shabbos, you would still read it during that week. My lav, Erev Shabbos, Dumi D'Tocha. Is it not that when it falls out on Friday, it's similar to if it falls out during the week? Meaning, Ma Tocha Makdimim, just like when it falls out during the week, you read Zachar prior to it. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimim, so too, even if it falls out on a Friday, you're supposed to read it the week prior. So Shmuel says the same thing he said above, Amar Shmuel, Ba. V'chein tanan be Shmuel ba. No, it doesn't mean besocha, it means ba. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, or if it falls out on Friday, you read it on that Shabbos, the week of the Shabbos afterwards. And that's a support for Shmuel.
So he doesn't solve the issue.
Correct. Right. Okay, exactly. So when it comes to Purim falling out on Friday, there is no conclusion.
But we hold that it's every Magdim.
And we see the little notation, the Ein Mishpat quotes by Shitas Rav, that Makdimim, that you recite it the Shabbos before.
The Ein Mishpat is always Halacha?
Yeah, Ein Mishpat always quotes with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, quote the Halacha. So, Okay,
All the Gemaras have this, or only the Mehudah?
All the Gemaras. All the Gemaras are fine. Okay, now the Gemara says, what happens if Chalios Bishabbos Atma? What happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos itself? The 14th is on Shabbos. So here we have, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Huna, the Divri Akol Ein Makdim, everybody agrees you're not Makdim, even Shmuel would agree you read on Shabbos itself. Rav Nachman Amar, no, Adayin Himachlokas. Rav Nachman says, no, it's still actually a debate. Rav will still say you read it the week beforehand, Shmuel thinks that you read it on that Shabbos. Itmar Nami was also said Amr Bechia Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Abba Amr Rav Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the 14th falls out on Shabbos itself, Makdim V'Kori B'Shabbos She'avro Zachar, that you're supposed to read it the Shabbos beforehand, Parsh Zachar on the 7th. Yeah, I'm sure.
Because Rav.
This supports Rav.
So here, we would have thought that Rav would say that you go 1 week before.
Now, you know, you would have thought maybe that he held on this Shabbos itself would be fine because of Hadadeh they come.
Rav Nachman says no, that even now there is a Machlokes.
Exactly, even now it's Machlokes.
According to Rav Nachman, Rav would say that you say the Shabbos before.
Correct. And we have a Braisa that says the same thing explicitly, that there is opinion. It says even when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you still read it the week beforehand. According to Shmuel, it's Pashat according to Shmuel, you read on that
right.
Shabbos.
No, yeah, right. But we don't hold like this.
Correct. Sounds like, well, how do you pass it in this regard?
We pass it that it's on the Shabbos. I don't think we're
There's no notation here.
And when Purim is Sunday, because Purim never falls in Shabbos.
So we don't know, right?
Right.
So if it were to, let's see what the halacha would be. It doesn't say back here. Okay. Now we go to the next parsha, Paraduma. Shlishi's Paraduma, with the third Shabbos we read Paraduma. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezehi Shabbos Shlishis, what's considered the third week where we read Paraduma? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Me'acharev. The Shabbos that's right next to, right after Purim, the very next Shabbos is when you read Parshas Par. Yeah, it is a very funny lashon. So, Itmar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina Amar B'Shabbos Smuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says the one next to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I thought Chodesh goes right before Nisan.
Right. So you have the fourteenth is Purim. So the 14th, Purim can never fall on Shabbos.
So let's say 14 falls out on a Thursday. So the 16th on Shabbos, you'd read Para.
Right, and then you have one more Shabbos, and then you have to skip one otherwise.
Skip a Shabbos, it's 23rd, is the next Shabbos you read it.
No, 16th,
no,
it's good.
Unless
it's not even Me'ubar, you don't.
Right. Right, so let's say the 17th of Shabbos. You read the 17th on Shabbos, you read Para. 24th, you read Chodesh, and then that week is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, what's the statement where it says that no, you do it Smucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan?
Okay.
And he works with Lo Pligi. That's not a machlokas, even though it sounds like a machlokas. Ha dikli Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, ha dikli b'Emes b'Shabbos. Ah. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Nisan, so then you end up reading Parshas Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, on Shabbos.
Right. In that case...
You, Paraduma would be... So Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be Aleph Nisan. You'd read the 25th of Adar, you read Paraduma.
Right.
And you wouldn't read...
That would be next Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Right, and you wouldn't read on the 18th of Adar.
But we never learned that there's a skip between
right. We didn't learn that, but I guess that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Right. But I guess that's the Gemara is teaching in that case,
okay.
That, well, you know, yeah, once in a while. Right, and then how dikli b'emes the Shabbos, but if it falls out during the week, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, so Chodesh gets read the Shabbos beforehand, and then Paraduma gets the Shabbos even before that, which ends up being the Shabbos right after Purim. Now, Bervis, finally, the fourth of the Dal Parshas, B'chodesh Azelachem. So, Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So let's say the Aleph Adar falls out on Shabbos itself. Koran Kisisa, U'maftirin B'Hoyoyada. You read the Parshas Kisisa on Shabbos itself, and you read the Haftorah of Yehoyada. Ve'ezehi Shabbos Rishona. So which is considered the first week? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Socha. When Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, Vafil B'Erev Shabbos, so then that's the first week. So then you would read the week beforehand. Yeah. We kept them, we're quoting all these brides. Now we're seeing the whole thing in its entirety. Now, Bishniya, what's halacha the Shni? Bishniya, you read Zachor. U'maftirin Pekadidi, read the Pasuk Pekadidi. That's the, imagine about Shaul and the Amalek. Right. Then, Ve'ezi Shabbos Shniya, what's considered the second week? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Pesocha. So the week that Purim falls out during, so that's the Parsha Zachi reading of that week, Vafil B'Erev Shabbos. Again, we discussed this all above today. Bishlishis, Para Aduma, Umaftirin Vizarakti Alechem. That's the Haftorah that we read. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shlishis, Kol Sheshmuchel Purim, Machra, the very next week after Purim. And Birvis, Hachodesh Shaseh, Vimaftirin Koa Ma Hashem Elkim, Rishon Bechal Chodesh. We said...
No, I know.
Yeah, that during a typical year when it doesn't fall out during
right,
Shabbos.
It doesn't fall out.
Right. And, right. And then we read, Maftir and Koma Hashem Elokim Rishon Be'echar L'Chodesh. And the easy Shabbos Revisan, which is considered the fourth week, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Pesocha V'Afil Be'er Shabbos. Okay, so this is very strange. I'm just noticing this now, that... Why the Gemara should have just told us what's the laning and what's the Haftorah. Why does it tell us what's considered the first week, what's considered the second week, what's considered the third week? Very strange. It sounds like the week has a certain chalos, there's a certain kedushas yom to it.
Right.
It's not just like we read special Haftorahs. It changes, the whole week becomes a special week because of the Haftorah that we're reading. Now there's a very long Rashi which we're not going to read here, but this top Rashi talks about all the various scenarios that when Rosh Chodesh falls out, what we read. But Rashi does have this one line. You see two lines down in Rashi, the beginning of the line, Vanu Nogin?
Two. One second.
One dot line down from there, it says the first word is Lishmiya.
Yeah.
Then he says, V'anon, we, Nohagin Bakulak Rav, we passing like Rav. Chutz mi Purim, Shechalios M'Shabbos Asma, unless Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, Dehai lo iklikla, that never happens. Okay, and he goes on to explain all the various scenarios when Rosh Chodesh falls.
I have
a whole chart here. Oh, I see. Okay. Let's see, so these are all different scenarios. Okay, so this is a good thing to refer to. Okay.
All right.
Fine. So then the Gemara says...
Well, we have to do the calendar. We'll appear.
Right. It's good to know there's a chart here.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara says now, B'chamishis chozon l'chesidron. When you get to the fifth week, finally, you go back to the normal order of laning. What did the Mishnah exactly say? Mishnah had said... Yeah, just simply chosen the Kisidron.
I don't know
Okay. Okay, so we go back to the normal order. So the Seder Mai, what Seder are we going back to? So Rabbi Ami Amar, the Seder Parshios Sukhoza. You go back to the normal reading of the Parshios. Interesting, okay. So you see Rashi, this Rashi is found around 10 wide lines down. The Seder Parshios.
Okay, yeah.
It says, Shabbasos Halalu, these Shabbasos, these 4 weeks, Hafsiku Seder Parshios. We didn't read the normal Seder of the week. We didn't read.
Oh, it was Machlok. Right. Did yesterday. According to Amanda Amar, they said that when they had these 4 Parshios, he didn't do any laying.
Right, that's what this says.
Right.
The Lo Karu El Arba Parshios Halalu. You only read this, right, very short Parsha.
But it wasn't according to everybody.
Right, so according to that, one opinion at least,
right,
we go back to normal Parshios. So we go back to Parshios Bamidbar.
The other one, you go to regular Mafia.
Exactly. And the other opinion, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, L'Seder Haftaros Uchoz. No, you go back to the normal Seder of Haftaros.
Right.
So normally, the halacha is you read a Haftorah, which has to do to the Parsha. These 4 weeks, we read a Haftorah related to the Maftir.
Right.
But now we're going back to a Haftorah related to the entire Parsha. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye, Kivasi the Rabbi Ami Mustafa. Abaye seems to be, Rabbi Ami rather, Rabbi Ami seems to be more logical that we go back to the order of the Parsha. Why? It's not in the Mishnah that told us, L'chol mafsikin, you stop for everything, L'Rosh Chodashim, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Tanios, L'Mamodos, L'Yom HaKippurim, all these different days. So Bishma L'Mandam, let's say the Parshios Uchozer. I understand if you're going back to the normal reading of Parshios, Hainu Dika Parsha B'chol, because that's there's a Parsha during the week. Ah, okay. I see. Look at Rashi there. Helps us out.
Because all these fall during the week.
But not all of them. Only. You see Rashi, Tainios, and Mamodos? Those two. Tainios and Mamodos don't fall out. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah can fall out during Shabbos.
Right.
But those, what do you mean? Those never fall out on Shabbos. So we must be talking about during weekday. During the week.
In this case, you two completely are not reading the Parshas of Shavuot.
In this case, right, even during the week, apparently, you read Shkalm during the week, it sounds like.
Right, but there's no Parshas Shavuot, right?
No Parshas Shavuot. So, During the Mamados of that week, you'd be reading, which I always thought Mamados always read Ma'aseh Bereishis, though.
I thought, yeah, it is. I thought only the Mamados that their turn are the ones who read Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Right.
Because you divide Bereishis. But those who are not the Mamados, I thought they always lay normally. Otherwise, you never lay.
Right. No, so everyone lay normally, but the Mamados, I thought they read...
Yes, every day.
So it sounds like, no, they actually read Parshas Shkalim. I mean, during the year, they read Ma'aseh Bereishis, but maybe...
Oh, you mean the week?
The week of the Dal Parshas sounds like they have to read the... which is pretty interesting. And even Tainus also. Don't we read Tainus Tzibor? We have special laying for Tainus. We read Parshas Kisisa from the Chet HaEgel we read.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought that during the 4 weeks we suddenly start reading about the Parsha Dal Parshas.
When we say that, we say, what's the full brisa? It's our mission. Uh-huh. It's a mission.
Right.
What does the mission say?
The mission says that you interrupt everything, that when during these weeks, so you stop reading them in order to read Dal Parshios.
Where was the mission?
It was Chaf Ches Amun Aleph, all the way in the bottom. Chavtes, I'm an elephant, I guess, sorry. Yeah, Chavtes.
Oh, here, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so not only on Shabbos do we stop parshas, but even during the weekday. The weekday readings, all the Dal parshas. So now that we're talking about even during the week, so let's understand that Gemara says, now Bishlama, the Ma'an Damar, let's say the parshas, who Choser, the one who said we're going back to the normal reading of parshas, Hainu Dika Parsh Pachol, because there's a weekday, we read the weekday leaning of the parsha. El Ma'an Damar, let's say the Haftaros, who Choser, Haftor B'chol Mi'ika. We don't. If it's the only thing we ever stop is normally, if we're saying we normally read the parsha of the week, even during Dal parshas we read, and the only thing that changes Haftaros, so there's never Haftorah.
I'm sorry. I think what the Mishnah is saying us is that he's saying that indeed when Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, Purim, Tanis, Mamados, in those days, you don't read the parsha of Shavuah, and you read the parsha of that Chag.
You read, right, Shkalm, you read, even during the week.
No. Let's say Rosh Chodesh falls on Thursday, you don't read Thursdays, you read Rosh Chodesh. If Chanukah has on Thursday, you read Chanukah. If Purim has on Thursday, you read Purim. If the Mamados has on Thursday, you read the Mamados Parsha, and not the Parsha. It's not talking about Shkalm, it's talking about in general, that you don't read the regular Parsha, and you read that Parsha. That's what it's saying.
Okay, yes.
That makes much more sense.
Yes. So again, so we're saying just like when it comes to Dal Parshas, we stop the regular Parsha and we read about Shkalm or we read about Zachar. So too, when Mamados fall out, we stop the regular reading during the week and we read Mamados, Ma'aseh Bereishis. And when Tainus comes, we read about Tainus Tzibor. We don't read about the... Okay. So, okay, very good. So now, so Gemara says, Bishma l'man damar l'seder Parshas hu choser. So if we're saying it's all about the actual Parsha... So it makes sense to lump these together also. Mamados and Tainios, which take place only during the week, not on Shabbos ever, only during the week. So you go back to the normal reading of Parsha after you're done with your Mamados. So the next week you go back to the normal reading of Parshas. Then after Tainios Tzibur is over, you go back to the normal reading of Parshas the next day we read.
Right.
So if you go back to Haftorah, Bechol Mi'ika, there's no Haftorah during the week. So why are you lumping together that Mamados, Tainios also, you stop the laning of, if you will, Haftorahs and Mamados, Haftorah of Tainios, there's no Haftorah. The Gemara said, Idach, the other opinion, what's he going to say? The Parshos, Hakdisa v'Hakdisa. So, what do you mean? Maybe you could say that, no, when it comes to Shabbos lanings like the Parshos, Dal Parshos, so they're referring to stopping the Haftoros. We come to the weekday leanings, like my mother's were talking about stopping the actual Parsha. Who said it all has to be talking about the same case of all stopping Haftaros or all stopping Parshas? Some of the cases listed in the Mishnah is talking about the actual Parsha is interrupted, and other cases talking about interrupting the actual Haftaros. The Gemara says, "Ubetainios lamali hafsaka." When it comes to Tainios, why do you have to have an interruption at all? We know we lane twice on the Tainios, during Mincha also. Likri bint Safra bin Yana Dioma. The morning laning should be about the Parsha of the week. Ubimincha betaniyosa. And the afternoon, you should read Tainus Sibor, and then you'll be Yotze both. You don't have to interrupt anything for the Tainus. So says the Gemara, Mesai Lei li Rav Huna. Tell Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Mitzafra Knufya. So in the morning, they have Knufya. They'd all gather together with a large Tzibor.
How is this a question to Rav
Yirmiyahu? I don't think it's a question to Rav Yirmiyahu. I think it's just a standalone question. I think Rashi says it is a question.
Because this is whenever, Rabbi Meir says that whenever you can, you shouldn't be masik with the Sedra Parshas.
So try to always get a way around it. So
right,
here too, there's no way around it.
There could be a way around it, and we're not doing it.
So the challenge is, why not? So the Gemara says the reason why we can't read the regular Parsha laning in the morning is because they also be Knufya. They all come, Knufya is a Lashon that they come together as a group, as a Tzibor. So what does that mean by Knufya? So if you look at the Rashi, I know it's hard to find the Rashis because they're so big here. Rashi, it's around almost 20 lines up. Towards the end of the line, it says, Mitzafra Knufya.
Yeah.
It says, Ma'asfin bin Yadam, people gather together on the morning of the Tainus, Ubodkin, and they check, umasirin, they warn each other, im yesh biyadam avera, v'yachtilu, they see, is there something in avera among us? Now is the opportunity, it's time for tshuva. Tainios, kemadika kriyas b'mincha, lam yifskubish, sorry, kadesh yiskabel ha-tainis, in order for the tainis to be accepted properly from Hashem, v'fikach ein panai b'shachos likros b'torah, There's no time to read in the morning. But we do read in the morning. We just don't read...
Yeah, we read in the morning.
Okay, I'm not sure. So I guess, according to the Gemara...
בבוקר של התנית הוא הזמן שבו מעשים את האנשים ובודקים את מעשיהם ואם יש בידם עבירה מזהירים אותם לחזור בתשובה כדי להתקבל לתנית לרצון לבוכה אין פנאי בשחרית של התנית לקרוא בתורה כלל עיקר but we do read okay, well, זה כל פי שקוראים בתורה רק בבוכה ובשם חמישי אין קוראים בבוכה מעיקר הדין אין צריכים לקרוא בשחרית ומשום שאין פנאי לכך קוראים המנחה כתשלום לקריאת שחרית ומאחר שדוחים אז את הקריאה הרגילה המקוראים מעניין תנית הרי זו חשובה הפסקה מנהגינו היום הוא לקרוא את הקריאה של התנית גם בשחרית וגם במנחה ושלא כדברי הגמרא כאן ראי ונחול הזה היינו משום שבטל מנהג העם להתאסף
Yes, I guess we don't hold like this, but for them...
So no matter what, in that time, even if it was a Thursday or a Monday, they wouldn't relay at all.
Right. So either way, the Gemara says there's no time in the morning. At least in their according to their custom, there's no time for laying in the morning. Right. Sounds like a nice suggestion, but they wouldn't do it. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Chiyav Dinan." So what exactly was the daily schedule in the Tainis? So Amar Abaye says, "Mitzafel lepalga." This also appeared in the Maseches Tainis, by the way. Amar Abaye says, "Mitzafel lepalga diyoma," from the morning until midday. Ma'ainin b'mile demasa. They investigate and look into the matters of the city, and you see what the city needs. Umipalga the Yoma from midday Lifanya Revia until the quarter of the day left, till mid afternoon. Then Kara Umaftira, and they would lane and read the Haftarah. Revia the Yoma, the very last quarter of the daytime, by Rachme the Davin. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Vayikru b'sefer Taras Hashem Lokayam, they read from the Torah. Revius Hayom for a quarter of the day. Revius Misfadin and Meshachman. In a quarter of the day, they would daven, they'd bow down. And so Gemara says, V'ipachana. I would say the opposite should be true. You should really lay in the morning, daven in the morning, then do all the gathering in the afternoon. Whereas it says, L'sakadaitach, Dechsev Ve'eli Yasu Kol Chared, B'divrei Elokei Yisrael, Amal Hagola, V'ani Yoshe Mishumam Ad L'minchas Ha'erif. So to me, they all gathered together in the words of Hashem, and I sat quietly until Mincha. Sounds like they sat until Mincha time. In the morning, there's the time they would investigate all the matters of the city. Then it's written, "Uvimincha's ha'arev kamti bin tanisi." In the afternoon, I got up from my fast. Okay, so Rashi says, we learn from this pasuk of Minchas Ha'erev. Rashi explains, Sefer the Krah, the end of the pasuk tells us, Va'far Shir Kapai El Hashem, I spread my hands, I do Birkas Kohanim to Hashem. So we see from here that Alma Lefanea Boi Rachmei Lefanya, in the afternoon is when you need to daven. V'hani Krah Tarvaya Sefer Ezra, this is found in Ezra. So we see from these pasukim, even though that's not our schedule, we don't do like that. We have normal daven in the morning, we do, but we don't gather together to discuss the various matters of the city. Right. But we do slichos in the morning, though, not in the afternoon. This sounds like you should do slichos in the afternoon.
Right.
So I'm not sure how that had evolved to what we actually do in practice.
Right.
Okay. The Ron actually asks this question. Ron asks, why nowadays that we don't do the knufia, we don't gather together in the morning anymore, and we have time to lane, we should actually lane. If it falls out on a Monday, Thursday, we should lane the regular week.
Right, and then do the...
Right. Right.
And what did he say?
So he said, once the Kadmon already established that we don't read the Inyan Shayom,
right.
So we maintain that minhag, and even though we have time to lane, we don't lane anymore. Okay. Fine, let's may as well do the Mishnah. We have some time here. May as well go through this Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah.
Oh, it's a long Mishnah?
Yeah, it's a long Mishnah. Not that long. But it's so the Mishnah tells us now, it takes us to the top of the next page. Mishnah says, Pesach, Korim, it's actually going to go pretty quickly, I think. Pesach, Korim, Parshas Moados, Shetras Kohanim. For Parshas Pesach, you read the section of the Mados in Taras Kohanim. Taras Kohanim is a way of referring to Vayikra. So you read from Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, there are three Parshas that we find in the Torah that speak about, main Parshas that speak about Moadim. Emor, Pinchas, as well as the Karbanos, and Re'eh. Those are the three main ones. It's also discussed in Parshas Mishpatim and Kisisa, I think also there. Kisisa. We pull some Sukkim out of there also. Either way, so Pesach you read from Emor. Shiva Shavuos. I said, but Teres you read Shiva Shavuos. That's what you read for that. That's found in Emor, I think, also, right? That's in. This is Re'e then. I have wrong notation here. The Gimel. Oh, there we go. I see. Okay. Mine's in the Masoret HaShas. So you read from Parshas Re'e. Rosh Hashanah Bechodesh Hashvi you read from. That's found in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chav Gimel. Be'echa L'chodesh, right, that's part of the Pasuk. V'yoma Kippurim Achrei Mos, you read Achrei Mos, that Parsha. V'yom Therishon Shechag, first day of Sukkot, Korin B'Parshas Moados, Shebetes Toas Kohanim, we read the Sukkim of Emor. U'B'Shar Korin Mos Achag, the rest of the week of Sukkot, B'Karbanos, you read, which is found in Parshas Pinchas. Karbanos Achag. V'Chanukah B'Nissim, very interesting, on Chanukah we read Parshas Naso, as we know. Interesting Rashi here. Rashi writes, I remember. See Rashi all the way towards the bottom, around three lines up. He says, "B'chanukasa minisim, Davi nami chanukasa mizbeach." So there's a strong correlation. The Soloveitchik brought a raya from here that we see that part of Chanukah, we always think of Chanukah as a celebration of the miracle of the Shemen.
It's also Chanukah.
Exactly. He brought this Rashi as a raya for that. Okay, now, but Purim, we read Vayva Amalek, as we know, we do that. We're the only parsha we read as nine psukim. Barashe Chadashim, Ubrashe Chadshechem, we read Brashe Chadshechem, which is from Parshas Pinchas. And then, B'mamados, we read Maisa Breshes, which we've seen already. B'tainios, we read Brachos Uklalos, which we do not read, but those are Brachos Uklalos that are found in Parshas, not from Chokosai we read from, let's see. Yeah, that's what the custom used to be, I guess. Rashi tells us the reason for this is Din b'chukosai, Rashi says, L'hodia sha'al iske ha'chet ba pranios l'olam. And because of our sins, all the bad things happen to the world. V'yachzu b'tshuva v'yinatzu mitzara shem misanin ala. And will save us from all the things. So one of the big inyanim of tainus, of course, is for us to do tshuva. And then, ein mafsikim b'klalos. The halacha is, when it comes to klalos, we read the tochcha. There are two tochchas found in the farsha. We don't set preparate. One aliyah has to read from the beginning to the end. We can't interrupt it. El echad kari es kulan. Now, b'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbos on a Monday and a Thursday, and b'mincha on the Shabbos afternoon, korin kesidron, we read according to the seder. So whatever parsha is next, we read that next parsha. Ve'in olden lehem min ha'cheshbon, and it doesn't count as part of the cheshbon.
Meaning that Shabbos you still read that part.
Right, whatever you read on Monday, Thursday, you don't say, oh, we're yotze that. You start from the beginning again. And then, Shenemar v'yidaber Moshe es ma'adeh Hashem el b'nei Yisrael, mitzvasan shikorun kolachar v'echa bizmano. So the reason for this entire Mishnah that we have to read something connected to each individual moed is based on this pasuk that you're supposed to talk about all the ma'adim to b'nei Yisrael on the actual moed. So therefore, we read the psukim. So, Pinchas on Sukkis, that's the key of this pasuk of being mekayim the halachas of ma'adim on the ma'adim. Okay, we'll stop here. Then tomorrow's daf is...